The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know about you ladies, but when it comes to service industry people, I always give a little extra smile, maybe a little extra tip. It's a tough gig. Mm-hmm. It's underappreciated. A lot of those jobs. Jubi Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
In Wolcott, there's a DoorDash driver who has a bone to pick with who they were shopping for. They were trying to go through and do some shopping, and their person they were shopping for just messages them and goes, "Hurry up, please. I have to leave soon." Their response, the driver's response, "Excuse me, this is not a way to speak to someone who is doing your shopping and delivering your items. I don't appreciate this." And then the person did not tip. They can't help that there's lines at Dollar General. They can't budge ahead of people just because they're a DoorDash driver.
Okay, TJ, you're the person who uses like Grubhub and stuff probably more than everybody else in the room. Is there an expectation that when you place that order, you're going to have your food in 30 minutes or an hour or something?
No, it's especially if it's like if it's DoorDash and they're doing shopping, like it's a DoorDash order instead, like because I do Instacart. And there is no, I mean, there's been some days I'm like, it's just taking hours, but that's just where you fall on the list.
Right.
So when you do that, it's with the understanding of you don't need it right now.
And you don't know exactly when it's rolling in. Do they give you an estimated time?
They give you an estimated time, but it can change.
Right.
It could estimate and then a half hour later, it's a little bit later and a little bit later. But that's not the fault of the person shopping. I would never inbox someone who is currently picking up an order for me or shopping for me and tell them to hurry up. Especially phrase it that way.
Is there a place for you as a customer to rate the person who dropped off the food?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a place for the person who dropped off the food to rate the customers?
I don't know.
That's what we need.
Don't they do that on Uber where they rate the customer back?
Yeah.
See, I think if I were a smart man, I would do this, but I'm not, so I won't. We need to have Yelp for customers.
Right.
So that it doesn't matter what service you're on. It doesn't matter if it's Uber or DoorDash or whatever. Me, as a DoorDasher, could look at this Yelp for customers and go, TJ, she gives great tips. She's always polite. Okay, that's great. Hope sent a message saying, hurry up, I have to walk my dog. Yeah. He's going to poop all over my house if I don't.
Right.
I'm going to not choose her order.
Yeah.
That's a real complaint you could.
A right to refuse.
Right to refuse. This lady's got a crazy dog. I'm not going over there.
No way.
Yelp for people. Can we do this?
Not if we can't. Well, the problem is that's kind of true. So,
you guys, are all ready for Easter? You got all the candy. You got everything that the Easter Bunny's going to bring to your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
I did air quotes
like people could see me doing that.
I don't know.
Does the Easter Bunny visit dogs?
Well, not with candy, just no chocolate.
Your dog would eat the Easter Bunny if it approached him.
Yeah.
He would. You're correct.
So probably better if the Easter Bunny avoids your... Maybe leave it at the front door, give it a little knock, and then run away.
Okay.
That could be the best option for the Easter Bunny.
I'm telling you what, parents, I'm with you if your kids have wanted those Neato squishy things. I've talked about this before.
You're still looking for those?
I'm telling you, Billy, it's a thing. It's a big thing right now. You can't find them on a shelf. You walk into this is.
You can't get them on Amazon. Can't get them online.
You can for like $30. You go to the store. They're $8.
How much have you spent on gas?
Price gouging.
How much have you spent on gas to go back and forth to all these places?
Yes, that's probably where they're going to have to go. But the point is I guess it has slowly hit me. I'm like, oh my gosh, everybody walk into a CVS.
There'll be a blank space on the shelf.
There's a blank space. Not only that, but there. So I went in and the woman from the front goes, are you looking for those squishy things? And I was like, yeah,
my God.
No, I'm here to pick something else up. But, you know, I didn't know if you had any. She goes, oh, my gosh. Like we had two a couple weeks ago and they were gone. And besides, from now on, they'll be here behind the counter.
Wow.
And I go, really? And she goes, yeah, people let their kids come in by themselves. for whatever reason, they're disappearing. So they can't be stolen because there's people want them so bad.
So things that get locked up at the store now include razor blades.
And Nitos. Now, I stopped at a Walgreens. We had to go pick up a Facebook Marketplace purchase.
Yeah.
And I was like, every time we passed one, I was like, Steve, just pull over. Let's just see if they've got one. Why not? We're not in any hurry. Every single one I walked into, they were like, oh, yeah, right. No, no, we haven't had those.
So are you looking for them for the Easter basket?
Well, yeah, or just now I'm just curious because now I'm like, this is craziness. These things have been around forever. Why now? What is the big
there
thing?
There must be some
kids TikTok,
social
trends.
Media thing or something where everybody needs to have one.
Absolutely is.
But you put gifts in the basket? Like what? For me growing up, it was just candy.
Oh, the Easter Bunny always brought me like maybe a new pair of jeans.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And, oh my gosh, the best
Wait,
Easter...
they were in the basket?
Yeah, they're rolled. And there's candy in there and stuff, but when I was a kid, oh, my favorite thing was jellies.
You like know the jelly shoes?
The rubber shoes.
Oh, yeah.
The Easter
always
Bunny
had...
brought you shoes.
Rubber
and
shoes.
Jeans.
Oh, man. It was the best.
I never got a gift for Easter. Hope, did you get any?
What?
Just candy.
Just candy.
Just candy?
Yes. Oh. Look at you and your big mansion coming from Cornell.
I guess he just liked me better.
The parent, you got to pick your battles with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And TJ, I don't think this is one that you should pick with your kid. It's your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
I just want him to get a haircut, and he doesn't want that. And so the proof was my son is like all other teenage boys who were born with curly hair or the ones that have gone and gotten perms. It's the alpaca haircut.
Yes.
It's like a big afro on top of his head.
Just big, out of control mop
of
hair.
Out of control.
That's
like,
the style,
it's
though.
It's frizz
That's
and curl
what the kids
and
want.
Frizz and curl, and it's just growing longer and longer and getting bigger and bigger.
Does it bother you because you don't like it?
No, it's you can't see his face. You can't see his handsome face. But the thing is, we went and took the dog for a walk at the park. We get out of the car and there's a gentleman with his daughter walking back towards their car. And he stops my son. He goes, whoa, we were just admiring your hair. And my son was like, oh, yeah, thanks. And he goes, wow, that's something. Is it hard to maintain?
Wow, that's something.
Wow, that's something. Is it hard to maintain? And I'm standing there in between these two like, does this have? And Liam was like, no, yeah, not really. I mean, a little bit. Sometimes he was like, yeah, wow, that's cool. Yeah, we think that's cool. And then he got in the car and left. And I go, Liam, does this happen to you a lot? And he was like, yeah, a lot of people notice.
So are you feeling insecure that someone's coming up and commenting?
So it's not just me. I'm like, oh my gosh,
well,
is this kid, poor kid, walking around getting approached by grown-ups commenting on, whoa, that's something.
Well, if he's gotten a lot of comments and he hasn't gotten his haircut, then they must not have been negative haircuts or negative comments about the haircut.
No, because what it boils down to is the insecurity and the fear of rejection is me, not him.
Look,
he's totally fine with it for some reason as a parent. Which I'm going to go out on a limb and say that all mothers have felt at least some level of insecurity in some area of our lives.
15, 16, 17-year-old Billy would have never had that sweet, sweet mullet if my mom had convinced me to cut it off.
Did she?
She asked me.
She asked you how many times?
Oh, when are you going to get that cut?
When are you going to get it cut?
When are you going to get that cut?
I don't want anyone making fun of you.
It was never that. It was just, right? You need to cut that hair.
So is it that it's not, because you were like, it's frizzy, it's this, it's that. Like,
yeah.
Rather than trying to convince him to cut it, you know, what is the saying? Like, if you can't beat him, join him. Why don't you be like, you know what? We got some curl cream.
I have.
Here's how you tangle, manage these curls.
I have. But the thing with the alpaca haircut is it doesn't look like it's shaped and cut.
It's not meant to. It's meant to look like a mop head.
But it really needs a little bit of shaping. Because right now, it's just... I don't know.
So there is some work involved with it.
There's some work.
It's your country music news with the B Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE.
Parker McCollum's first two major label albums have racked up hundreds of millions of streams online. And here's what he has to say about his new album, which is not doing quite as well as the other previous albums.
Compared to my last two records, not even remotely close to the same performance numbers-wise. And I will tell you with 100% honesty, Troy, I don't give one bit for one reason. For one reason. Because I love that record.
Every artist, it feels like, at some point in their career, puts out an album that they say, I did this for me. Mm-hmm. Like Dierks Bentley put out a bluegrass album, which was really good for bluegrass, but not mainstream country. And it did not nearly as many streams as his previous project. So, I don't know. We were trying to figure out his net worth to see if he's got enough money to say, I don't care.
Yeah.
He's got plenty of money. So if he doesn't really care, then...
Is it from songwriting? Like, how did he...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Songwriting, and he's been performing. He's been a big guy in Texas for...
A long time.
Probably going on 10 years.
Okay.
So he's, yeah, he's got plenty of money. So and he's young.
He's at the I don't care stage of money. Okay.
Yeah. Luke Combs is working on an I don't care album.
Yeah, I know. I
heard
that.
Where it's his favorite stuff. And Keith Urban is putting out a bunch of Yacht Rock covers.
Oh, stop.
That's going to be his next project. Carrie Underwood's got two sons, 11 and 7 years old. She was recently asked if she would ever consider letting them go on a singing competition show. And she says, hell to the no. He's a mini me in so many ways, but I don't think I would. He would need to be older and more established in himself before I would give my blessing on them getting into that.
Yeah.
Which she's been down that road.
Well, she's been down that road. And hasn't she been like stamped as the most critical judge?
Yes.
On.
But critical that show? For me, critical is just honest.
Right.
And if you want to get better, you got to find your flaws and fix them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she's doing. And it's kind of like she's become the Simon Cowell of the show.
Yes.
But not, I don't know. It doesn't come across as mean. I would imagine if you think you're perfect
critical.
And somebody, yes. And somebody says, you know, you're a little pitchy in the middle of that. You're going to be like, oh, how dare you? It's Carrie Underwood. If anybody knows what they're talking about, it's
well,
Carrie Underwood.
Well, she was on the show. Yes. She's one of the first people. So yes.
Now this story, I expected this to happen, but not with this person. Fort Campbell, Kentucky. They're going to host a free Independence Day concert on the 101st Airborne Division Parade Field. It's going to be a big military thing featuring Charlie Daniels hologram.
That's crazy. A Charlie Daniels hologram?
Charlie Daniels hologram with a
I'd
real band playing real music. I'm curious to see how they're going to pull that off. Is it going to be like there's a Coachella video of Snoop on stage mm-hmm. and then Tupac comes out of the ground and he's... It's a holler. It looks like he's on stage, and it was curtains and lights and stuff and smoke. I don't know if they're going to do that.
Is he going to be up there with his fiddle?
Right. Or is he just going to be on a video screen?
I would say hologram means.
Hologram. That's what I'm thinking, too.
Not a video of him.
Now we gotta wait 4th of July to find out.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.